Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key and me doing this ourselves today because J. Will is out. J., our thoughts are with you and your family. Of course, J. has posted it on social media. He lost his mother, he was very close to his great mother. And, J., our thoughts are with you, of course. We love you, and we hope you get back soon. And I know Jay wants to come back soon, and going through it right now, of course. Key, first of all, I would like to observe something. Completely unprompted. You're at the top of the hour. You look nice and tan. Did you go somewhere?
Yeah. Well, you could say I look darker than I did before. It's okay. You could say that. You don't have to use the word tan. Or you could even use blacker.
Yeah, tan would be the wrong word. Tan would mean you got lighter.
And I would get orange. Tan. I don't get orange.
You get dark, right.
Tan being on vacation and sitting in the sun days after hours and days and hours and days, your tone is going to change a little bit. And mine changed a lot. I got the shiny nose going. But it was fun. It was you got a chance to get out there and vacation and hang out with the kiddies and jet ski and do some water sports and mess around with the pigs, swim with the pigs.
Hold on, what you mean the pigs?
What?
Swim with the pigs, man.
What?
You swam with pigs?
Yes. I know, right?
What do you mean you swam with pigs? No, pigs are highly intelligent animals. Nothing wrong with a pig. I'm just wondering.
They call it swim with the pigs. They just come and hang out in the water and you feed them
You were wading in the water.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but they call it swim with the pigs because the pigs are actually swimming. They're swimming around you.
I swear to you, you think I'm kidding? I'm sending a swim teacher to your house. This is ridiculous. You're a world-class athlete. You would learn how to swim in literally five minutes.
No. I have no desire. If it happens, Max...
By accident, where you think you're going to grow gills all of a sudden?
No, I'm saying out in that universe of the water, I'm toast. As I told my brother and him yesterday, I'm finished. There's nothing I can do.
That's true. In the water with the dangerous animals and the sharks and stuff, I get it, right? I always make sure if I'm out in the ocean, there's a wall of children in front of me so that
I don't need to swim for exercise.
No,
but I can stand in
the
pool.
You have a swimming pool?
Yes, and guess what I do? I stand in the swimming pool. On the shallow end, and I hold on to the ledge, and I drink my cocktail, and I have a conversation. That's what the pool's for.
5 minutes. Hold on. Your family swim, Key? You have siblings?
Everybody likes fish.
What is the – come on, man. Come on.
Not doing it. In fact, I was on the jet skis with my daughter, and she was, driving it and whatever, and she's throttling a little faster and going, and it's moving fast. I had to tell her, here's what I'm going to do. I want you to go back to shore. I want to get off. And then you can go ahead and go on and do whatever you need to do because my life is important and I don't feel like falling off and doing nope, I'm good.
Did you have a bad experience in the water as a kid?
No, I was just young. We didn't have a swimming pool growing up in the city. We just didn't, like,
naturally,
my kids,
but all your siblings
young,
that didn't stop them?
No, because I was young. I was the youngest. Uh-huh. So they didn't want to take me to
neighborhood
the
swimming pool had closed down or something right before you were born?
No, it was there, but they didn't want to take me. They didn't want me tagging along because they wanted to just do their deal. And when you got a little snotty-nosed 7-year-old, 5-year-old running, take him.
Bad little kid causing trouble running around.
They're like, no, because we don't get a chance to go into the deep end. We got to pay attention to him. You know how that goes. Fine, though.
You know what, Key? We're going to get little floaties for you. We're going to put them on your arm. We're going to take you in the pool.
How many floaties you got, bro?
How many floaties?
Floaties.
Yates wants to know.
No, when I go to the pools, I'm standing in the shallowest end I possibly can stand in.
I've had enough. I'm sending a swim teacher to your house. I don't care. She's going to scale the fence. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Meantime.
I'm glad that you acknowledge the fact that I've, darkened up a little bit.
Well, it's noticeable. By the way, you didn't mention I got a little tan. I got a little color yesterday.
Yeah, you got a haircut.
Yeah, haircut and a little color. Just a touch of color. Sun-kissed. It's bad, man. When I see my tan line, I'm like, that's the color of my – it's like really sad.
That's the original color. Very pasty.
Oh, if it was just kind of white and pale, it would be one thing. But there's a greenness to it that I don't understand. It doesn't look healthy. All right. Western Conference playoff picture set, Key. So the question is, how dangerous are the Lakers and the Warriors? Play-in tournament's going to feature 9-10 teams Wednesday on ESPN and ESPN Radio. See, I got to say something, Key. A lot of times, and I'll argue with Tim Bontemps about this, and he was right about the Nets with KD and Kyrie. It didn't work. But my point is this. Because it's a best of seven in the NBA, it's not like March Madness or the NFL one and done. Because it's the best of seven, because it's not like baseball where, hey, listen, if your best hitter, if Mookie Betts is not scheduled to hit and he's in the lineup that day, he just can't run all the plays through him, right? It's going to be someone else hitting. But basketball, you can run all your plays through your best players, and it's a best of seven, the best win. You can't luck up and win in the NBA. So I'm saying most seasons you can identify certain teams and say, that team doesn't have a chance in hell to win the NBA championship, right? Most
That's
teams.
True.
But this year, there are a bunch of teams I cannot rule out. I can't say, for example, the Memphis Grizzlies have no shot. I think they do have a shot. It may not be the most likely, but I can't say no to them or Denver. A lot of people.
See,
I can't say no that those teams can't win. There are teams you can look at and say the Minnesota Timberwolves, come hell or high water, ain't going to win no championship this year. But those Lakers? Lakers can chip up right now. The Warriors certainly could chip up right now. The Suns, the Clippers. There are a lot of teams you simply can't rule out this year, and I think the Lakers and the Warriors are two of them.
But those are the same teams that you mentioned that you've been talking about for the last 5 years, though. Those same four teams that you just mentioned, the Clippers, the Suns, the Warriors, and the Lakers, every single year the conversation is they could chip up.
Right.
Every single year. There's not one year over the last 5 years that conversation has not taken place since – LeBron James and Kawhi and obviously Golden State and then Booker and CP3 and now they got Kevin Durant. That conversation is every single year. The conversation about Denver, you really don't – that's not a real conversation.
But they haven't been healthy, Key.
Yeah, but okay. Duh. It doesn't matter, though.
But they're healthy now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You still had the reigning MVPs and all those sort of things, but the conversation was never about them being able to chip up, even to the point where – we love Memphis, and we like Ja, and it's exciting to watch a guy that size elevate over everybody and play above the rim. But there's no real conversation.
So is that really a commentary, Key, about what we think of their best player? Right? If you look at Jokic, you go, he's really good in the regular season. I don't see him as finals MVP. If you look at Ja, you go, yeah, he's incredible, but he's still 6'3". The only guy like that, been a couple, like Isaiah did it once on a very deep team, did it twice. And Steph has done it, right? But just recently, where he's been the best player, championship team, no excuses. I know 2015, but the Cavs were ravaged by
injury.
And
when you think about it, MVPs typically, outside of Westbrook when he did the whole triple-double stuff and he had to be the MVP.
Yeah.
MVPs usually go to distance, man. They usually go to distance.
James Harden.
Okay, so James Harden was – what year was that? Was that the year the CP3 got hurt? And they had to – when they had Golden State
on the road? That's a good point, right. He was – he that team had no business hosting a game seven. You're right.
MVPs usually go to distance. They don't go home. It's they be the last two standing.
In Jokic's defense – you should play some defense. But in Jokic's defense, he really had one shot. And he did not play very well. And
that was in the bubble.
In the bubble, because Jamal Murray had lost his mind, shot the lights out. But Porter was like, this is the first time since Jokic hit that MVP level where Jamal Murray's healthy, Porter Jr.'s healthy, they're crewed up and ready to go. No excuses.
Even in Yates, you can help me on this because I know you would love to chime in here. You just chomping at the bit. Is it chomping or champing?
Champing.
Even when Jokic in the regular season went up against frontline guys, like the top dudes at his position, so his size, I don't know if he showed up the way you would want him to. That's just my observation. Now, I could be wrong. You might go to the box and see, but from my eyes tells me he wasn't showing up like that.
Ooh. Yates.
Now, I mean, you know how I feel about that. Like, him versus Embiid, it's advantage Embiid. He does well against other bigs, but come playoff time, when the game slows down and it's a half-court game and they're seeking out the MVP, I have problems with that.
I do too,
and
Yates.
That's a problem because
you've got to be able to play both sides of the floor.
But to me, that's the same thing that James Harden faces, and I'll tell you, and I make this analogy in baseball, that junk baller does great in the regular season. In the playoffs, it's different. All that trickeration stuff, as Don King once said.
But James Harden, you're going off the way past with James, though. You're going off
past. No, but what I mean is there are guys, whenever I hear this from the analytics guys, well, he is athletic. He's really good at decelerating. He stops on a dime. I'm like, oh, that's how he's athletic? He could slow down fast? Stop it, right? Like, whenever I hear that's the code word for me is he's not athletic enough. To me, once you get to that level in the playoffs, everyone's smart. Everyone has the Euro step and all that stuff. The question is, who's the biggest, baddest athletes in addition to that? That's why LeBron dominated in the playoffs, right? That's why now what can you do with KD if he's healthy? What can you do with him? He's 7 feet tall. He can do everything. And Jokic is not as – he relies so much on timing and court vision and everything that when he gets to that level when other guys are also smart deep in the playoffs, he's not athletic enough.
It'll be interesting to see. You mentioned KD and LeBron. It'll be interesting to see if the Lakers had a collision course against Phoenix, how would that play out? Like, what is that going to look like?
Dude, that's to me – that's the thing that people are sleeping on.
Because there's a couple guys that could counsel each other out.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron and KD is – if KD scores 30, LeBron going to have 28. Or if LeBron scores 30, KD will have 28 or 32 or whatever. It just counsels itself out. Then you go Booker, AD. That's another situation where it could counsel itself out. So who does it ultimately come down to? Does it come down to D'Angelo Russell and CP3?
But see,
does it come down to Beasley and somebody? Like, who does it come down to?
The Suns, to get KD, had to get rid of all the guys that would have given them the advantage against the Lakers. But when you look at – I think your point is right on the money. When you look at the Suns, past their top two guys, okay, and you match up with the Lakers, how deep do they go at what level? It's kind of similar, actually. The Lakers have a decent rotation. So it really comes down to, more than anything, people look at KD and Book and go, we like them more than LeBron and AD. We like them a lot more than LeBron and AD. And I'm saying this, Key, it may be the case that KD is just way better than everybody in the league when he's on the floor.
But you cancel each other out.
No, but
right?
That's what I'm saying. It may be the case, but it may also be the case that LeBron is still right there with KD. And if that is the case, man, that series could go either way.
That's absolutely the case. You're going to cancel it out. If KD gets, like I said, if KD scores 35, what you think LeBron going to have?
By the way, who had a better finals in their career, AD or Devin Booker? AD had a better finals in the bubble than Devin Booker just had. Better finals.
When was Devin Booker's final? 2 years ago?
Yeah, not good.
I don't remember.
AD was killing it in the final. I'm just saying.
No, I remember the bubble, but I just for some reason I'm trying to think.
I think the reason people like the Suns so much, maybe the reason the Suns are better, right? We'll see. Is that KD and Booker shoot it well from everywhere. And LeBron and AD get their points a different way, but it's almost like what you say about Lamar Jackson. Who cares how you score the points? Just score the points, right?
Who cares? I understand two is less than three, and they can certainly knock it down with range. But it's not like LeBron in front, and I don't want AD doing it, but it's not like AD can't shoot the three, and it's not like LeBron can't shoot the three.
We've been talking a lot about the Western Conference. Can anyone challenge the top three teams in the East, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, Their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
The man just scored half our points in an NBA game, and I'm biased, but the MVP race is over.
What you do down the stretch in which Joel Embiid had 52 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists versus the Boston Celtics, that matters.
It was a powerful statement, and if that was the last thing you saw and you were on the fence in a tight 50-50 race, Embiid probably tipped it to his side with that amazing night.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been talking a lot about the Western Conference, which is the most wide open I can ever remember it being. I think Lakers, Warriors, yeah, Kings, Grizzlies, obviously, even like Clippers, Nuggets, clearly the Suns. That's seven teams. I legit think seven teams could get out of the conference. That's crazy in the NBA. It never happens. But in the East, it's a little different, Key. The East, you know, people talk about how much better the East is now, but do we really believe that between the Bucks, Celtics, and Sixers, one of those three ain't going to come out of the East? Do we really think it could be the Knicks, Nets, Cavs? I mean, come on. No, I don't believe it.
Unless there's some injuries that occur. Other than that, no.
Right. So let me tell you what I'm looking for in the East now. Because a lot of people were tweeting at me after the Nets got KD and Kyrie and Harden. I tweeted, it's over for the Knicks. New York is a Nets town now. Then when that trade got blown up, everyone's coming at me, coming at my neck on Twitter, right? They're coming for me. And so I tweet out, yeah, okay, I have to amend what I said. All I'll say is the Nets for the fifth year in a row will have a better season than the Knicks. So then when the Knicks finished just ahead of them in the standings, everyone came at me again, right? All the Knicks fans. But, Key, let me tell you what I'm looking for now. The Knicks better have a better postseason than the Nets. Like, don't let the Nets go to game six and the Knicks lose in game five, right? Because in the end, that would still mean the Nets had a better season. I think, but I got to be honest about the Knicks right now. They're in a very good spot. Because Jalen Brunson has brought a different kind of culture to that team, and it is not far-fetched to imagine a superstar, whether it's Luka or Giannis or Embiid or whomever, eventually, even if it's later on down the line, a guy like Anthony Edwards, someone going, I want to play in New York. Like, to me, that's realistic now in a way it didn't used to be. I still think Dolan will screw it up. He'll do something to scare him off somehow. But at this moment, the ground is more fertile than it's been in years.
So you are now filling in for Jay in the New York Knicks.
Kind of.
Because you're just putting everybody on the Knicks.
Yeah.
Now, you went all the way to the point. I'm like, why would Giannis ever leave Milwaukee? He's like, there's no point in leaving.
I'm filling in for Jay today. I'm carrying a little extra weight. Yeah.
You know, and the Ant-Man is probably going to be in Minnesota for a while because he's going to be their guy.
Yeah.
I know you're shaking and going Minnesota, but remember, they got – new ownership group coming in.
It's Minnesota, you know, though. It's still not New York. Anthony Edwards might be the face of the league in a big market.
I get it, but one of the owners is A-Rod. And, you know, A-Rod is there, and he's having conversations with him and saying, man, I played in New York. It ain't what you think. And, you know how that goes.
Jeter's got to buy into the Knicks now somehow to make sure they win.
But it is a better situation with the Knicks based on Brunson being there. But what if they go into these playoffs and go home immediately?
See?
What if they all of a sudden go home immediately?
Don't lose to the Cavs.
What was it? A couple years ago, 2-3 years ago, they played Atlanta. It was like, oh, yeah.
They're going to win a series.
Home. Stayed home. They didn't even get a chance to travel. You know, so when you look at it, that could occur again. Now what?
Especially the Cavs with the guy that the Knicks wanted,
and
Donovan Mitchell. Don't let him take over and beat you in five games or something like that. Oh, it would be bad.
Because that's a real, they got a really good team in Cleveland.
They do. But not good enough. Neither are the Knicks. Neither are the Nets. Mikal Bridges, by the way. Mikal Bridges is the best. We know he's good, but it turns out he's great find in the NBA, I think, since James Harden. If there's a better one than that, let me know. I'm talking about a guy who's already been established in the league. We already know he's a good player, but gets to a new place, is given an expanded role, and you're like, damn, I didn't know he was that good.
Well, no, the Cleveland is not as good as the three teams that we mentioned at the top, right? They're not as good as Celtics or Milwaukee or 76ers, but they're better than the Knicks. So when you look at that, I'm just talking about better than the Knicks. I'm not talking about the other three. They're not going to go anywhere. I mean, they're going to run into one of them, and at the end of the day, they'll be home too.
DJ in Maryland, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. I hear a lot of playoff talk right now, and I don't hear enough talk about Russell Westbrook and the Clippers. You know, I hear Keyshawn talking about this Lakers Jazz, but you guys need to watch out. It's a new era in LA right now, and it goes by the name of Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard.
Heard this before, Keith.
Look, here's what I would say. Brooke Brody deserves everything. There's no question about it. Praise from all sides go to him. Different player than he was with the Lakers. For whatever that was, what the Lakers were trying to do with him, it didn't work out, but it's certainly working with the Clippers. Now, as far as it's been a new town in L.A. and all, man, stop, man. Stop it.
It's always going to be a Lakers town. Stop it.
Just stop.
Lakers got 11 chips since Dr. Buss bought the team. That's a lot of equity, man. The Clippers going to clip. But even if the Clippers had an incredible stretch and in the next 10 years, they were in five finals and won three, it would still be overwhelmingly a Lakers town because the Lakers have done more for their fans.
Man, no one is walking around in Clipper colors, man. Right. Just stop. Right.
But what I mean is there's a difference. Like the Knicks-Nets, the reason I think the Nets, if they had a little prolonged run, could take the town is because what have the Knicks ever done for their fans in 50 years? But the Lakers have done more for their fans than any NBA franchise in the last 30 years. Like, they have loyalty of a fan base. It's a Lakers town. But real quick, Key, interesting that he brings up Russell Westbrook, because I brought up Westbrook when the trade went down, or when he wound up on the Clippers, that he has the most to gain. Remember, we debated this. He has the most to gain because if he wins a championship, And obviously, it's very different with the Lakers. LeBron needs the ball in his hands, so does Westbrook. But on the Clippers, Kawhi and Paul George play off the ball fine. They're really not point forwards, so Westbrook fits in better. But if Westbrook wins a championship and he's a big contributor, he gets him over the top for a franchise like the Clippers. Now years are going to pass. People will forget about reputations, this and that, and they'll look back and they go, damn, this dude had three consecutive seasons of triple-doubles and was a champion and got a franchise that never got a whiff, a championship, his whole status in history is going to be completely different if the Clippers win.
It will be because he is a contributor. He's just not there. He's actually performing at a real level.
Yeah.
He's not just a guy that we remember from the triple-double or we remember from wearing the weird clothes and people – him and KD, that conversation.
He's not Bill Walton on the Celtics, right?
No,
like, no,
no,
right.
Actually,
this is a real guy.
They're in the position they're in now because of him. That's why.
Meantime, could we know what the Panthers are planning to do with the Jets pick before the draft? KJM.
The 2023 NFL Draft.
So you ready for the draft? Let's get started.
Live from downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
The NFL Draft is officially open.
It all begins with round one, Thursday, April 27th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
With the first pick.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash.
With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by the man himself, Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter and host of NFL Matchup. Morning, Sal.
Good morning, Max. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Always great to have you. Tonight, Sal is hosting a draft special of NFL Matchup, which will air at 7 p.m. on ESPN2 and ESPN Plus April 10th. He'll be embedded with the Panthers for draft week, so we can talk all things first pick, Sal. What are we looking forward to tonight on the draft special first?
Well, what we try to do on the show, what Greg Cosell and Darius Butler try to do on the show, and what we've always tried to do on our draft special, is take the traits and the skills and the characteristics of the top college prospects, particularly the quarterback position, and see where they fit in the modern game. See what scheme they fit into, what team they fit into, what will translate to how the NFL game is being played right now. So it's not a mock draft show. It's the matchup show, draft special. So we're taking a look at how these players are going to fit in, and we're going to be obviously very focused on the top four quarterbacks in this draft, in this show.
Sal, you'll be dialed in with the Panthers, just all cut covering them from front to back. Who do you think they'll most likely take?
So you've been there when I've been embedded with the team. I was embedded with the Jets when they picked you, if you remember, way back when. And, you know, it's one of the hardest jobs that you have to do when you're a reporter covering the NFL is sift, you know, the Charlemagne's from the charlatans and figure out what's the truth and what isn't the truth. These NFL teams, when they get closer and closer to the draft, put up a lot of smoke screens in front of you to try to, you know, put out certain signals of what they want to do, especially if it's the first pick in the draft. But I look at it this way, Key. You know, if Bryce Young is the pick at number one, it'll be a total outlier. We've never seen anything like it before. The number one overall pick, a quarterback who's 5'10 and maybe 200 pounds, being the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. You know, no quarterback 5'10 or under has ever won an NFL playoff game. And so if they take Young over Stroud or the other two quarterbacks, it'll be definitely a different thing. We will have never seen it before. And I think that is big, big history being made if it happens.
How is it any different than Kyler Murray's, Sal? Is it because there was a relationship there with Cliff Kingsbury beforehand? Is it because Frank Reich, along with Jim Caldwell, have never dealt with a 5'10 quarterback? Everybody is 6'2, 6'3, 6'4. 220-plus pounds, rocket arms, totally different. Is that why?
Well, I think that's part of it for sure, Key. I think the other thing is that, you know, Kyler Murray can really run. I mean, the difference in speed is significant between the two quarterbacks.
Very
for
true.
For sure. So that's a significant difference. 100%. I am not saying, I don't think anybody is saying, that Bryce Young can't be successful at the NFL level. You know, but I just think when you have a choice and you choose the smaller quarterback, it is a significant thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sal Palantonio with us here on KJM. Sal, so I'm looking at this class, and I understand people are saying, well, the Panthers, they use all this draft capital to trade up so that they can have the choice, right? It is hard for me to imagine that that's the case, because what you'd then be saying is, we think there are several potential Hall of Famers at the top of this draft. Really? I see a lot of interesting but flawed candidates. One guy is too small, but otherwise really good. Another guy who's good, but doesn't look to me to be, oh my God, he's going to be incredible, and Stroud, but he looks like he's going to be pretty good to me. Another guy in Richardson, maybe he has a lot of upside. Levis, same sort of thing, but maybe even a little less than Richardson to me. A little less wiggle, right? And then the interesting one to me is actually Hendon Hooker, who you're going to be able to get later in the draft. Why would they use all that draft capital to trade up if they don't know exactly who they're going to get?
Desperation. You got an owner in Mr. Tepper who wants to win. He made a big bet on Matt Rhule. It didn't pan out. Remember, this is a guy who washed dishes to get through business school. And now that business school is named after him. So he's bet big his entire life, and he's always won. Made a lot of money, and, you know, son of a school teacher, worked his way up the hard way, and he wants to win at the NFL level. And so that's why you make a big bet like this. You know, and there's a lot of people who say, well, you know, you don't really invest all of that draft capital unless you know the exact player you're taking, like the Eagles. We'll use that example, Carson Wentz. They knew Carson Wentz was the guy over Goff from the very beginning, and that's why they used the draft capital to move up. But then you look at the Patrick Mahomes example, and I've been listening to your program all morning long. Nobody knew Patrick Mahomes was a Hall of Famer. Nobody knew Tom Brady was a Hall of Famer. You know, you have to marry the player and the head coach to the scheme. You know, Max, we're at a pivot point, a major historical pivot point in the NFL. We're in a 17-game season. 68 quarterbacks started last year an NFL game. That's the most in NFL history in a non-strike year, 68. You've got to be available and durable. You've got to be a lot of different things. And you can win, as Key said earlier, a lot of different ways. But the one way I know you can win that's proven is you got to be on the football field. That's the number one way. And you look, NFL games were decided by the fewest points ever, since 1932. It's hard to win NFL games. If you have one playmaker at quarterback, you can win the Super Bowl by 3 points, like you did last year with Mahomes. If you have one playmaker at the defensive tackle position, you can win the Super Bowl by 3 points, like the Rams did over the Bengals. The last two Super Bowls were decided by 3 points. You need one big playmaker, so you make a big bet, and you go up to the top of the draft hoping that you'll strike it rich.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter and host of NFL Matchup. Tonight, Sal's hosting a draft special on NFL Matchup, which will air at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 and ESPN Plus on Monday, April 10th. Sal, real quick before we get out of here, I want to just ask you, is there any team that you see make a draft day splash to try to go up and get one of these quarterbacks?
Well, there's two pivot points in this draft really quickly. Number three, because Arizona's not going to take a quarterback. And number 10, because the Eagles are not going to take a quarterback. So some team is going to get on the phone with Arizona. Some team is going to get on the phone with Howie Roseman, and they're going to try to entice him to move out to take a quarterback. And whether or not it's Las Vegas, the Raiders, you know, come on, I'm old school. What are you going to do?
I mean, I'm still calling them the San Diego Chargers, you know, pardon me.
Yeah, whether it's the Raiders or somebody like that, But somebody's going to want to go get these quarterbacks. Listen, you got to draft quarterbacks. You got to develop quarterbacks. You got to coach quarterbacks as if they're going to start an NFL game, because 68 of them started one last year. So you got to have yourself a quarterback. By the way, I think the biggest news of the offseason, Odell Beckham Jr. going to Baltimore, that may entice Lamar Jackson to get things done with the Ravens. That's clearly Eric DaCosta's idea of figuring out a way to get Lamar Jackson back into the fold. Steal Odell Beckham Jr. from the Jets. And, you look at Odell Beckham Jr., he's the best wide receiver Lamar Jackson's ever played with, Keith, right now.
Yeah.
Whether he's 50%, 60% OBJ, or 75%, he's the best wide receiver Lamar Jackson's ever played with, and they had to steal him from the Jets to make sure Lamar gets back. And I think that changes the equation completely in a very, very quarterback-heavy AFC. 100%.
Oh, Sal Palantonio, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks as always, Sal.
Thank you, Max.
All right, Sal.
Appreciate you.
Likewise. Sal dropping that knowledge on the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, Key, I swear to you, I bring it up every time he comes on the show. He wrote a short book. It's like easy reading, called How Football Explains America. It was in response to, I want to say it was Franklin Fuhr's book, How Soccer Explains the World, right? It's How Football Explains America. Any football fan, it's required reading, like explains the history of the game so quickly and why it's uniquely American. It's such a great read. I can't recommend it highly enough.
San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, for sure.
Baltimore Colts.
Yeah,
you didn't get it. Went right over your head.
No, I got it. Baltimore Colts. I got it. I was very fixated on what I was saying, of course. I love the sound of my own voice. You know what that's
like. Of course
like.
You do. And your face.
Cam,
and your
well,
hair,
listen,
and your
okay,
tan
who can blame
and everything
me?
Else.
Listen, Cam Newton says he's willing to be a backup in the right situation. Hey, Cam, the right situation is anyone offers you a job. That's, to me, the right situation. Plus, are there 10 quarterbacks better than Lamar Jackson, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Oh, we have an interesting guest coming up tomorrow. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, did I mention that? It was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Cam Newton, Key, says he's willing to be a backup in the right situation. Listen to Cam, former NFL MVP, voted by his peers the year he won the MVP and took his team to the Super Bowl. Voted by his peers. Tom Brady was still great, so was Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, a lot of guys. Voted by his peers the best player in football in a landslide. Here he is on Iconic Saga on YouTube. Listen to this.
There's a narrative that's out there that says, you know, Cam does not want to be a backup. I never said I didn't want to be a backup. So I'm going to take this time to explain who and what situation I would want to be a backup. And when I think about a backup, I have to mention, I had two perfect examples of what that supporting cast is supposed to be. I had Derek Anderson and Joe Webb. Those two individuals were the perfect example of selflessness and just ultimate team players. And I don't know where it got kind of misconstrued with Cam's intentions to play. I want to win.
Key, Cam started out by tweeting out, right, there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that might be Cam. Probably is. Most people would say there are at least 32 quarterbacks better than you. Then he gives you a list of quarterbacks he wouldn't mind backing up. And I'm thinking to myself, Cam, take the stipulations out. Just say, because if you want to say there aren't 64 quarterbacks, I'm with it. He'll get a backup job, I think, if he takes away all the stipulations, because the signal he's sending to the league is I'm still feeling myself in a certain way. You got to let the league know, to me, if you're Cam, it's not going to be a problem with a superstar ego. I'm just trying to help a team win. If he does that, I think he'll get a job. Where are you on all this?
If he says that's not what he said, that he wouldn't take a backup role, then I have to believe him, right? I understand what he said a couple weeks ago at the workout at Auburn, that or prior to that workout, there's not 32 players better than him. But I think he, you know, when you start free agency and you're looking at the start of free agency and they're signing guy, you're sitting there going, come on, man, please. I can't get a call as a backup, not really thinking about the backup role, so to speak, just thinking about getting an opportunity. He should get an opportunity as a backup. If that's what people are looking at him at now, you just get your foot in the door, and anything could happen. Somebody get hurt, fall, you know, you're not hoping somebody gets hurt, but the reality of it is that's what happens. That's how people get their starts. That's how people get a jump start to life again. I mean, you know, I don't remember how Randall Cunningham got back into Minnesota. But I remember he was out the league for like a year, maybe even mm-hmm. 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Randall Cunningham was in the Pro Bowl and balling out. Yeah. Minnesota was just ridiculous with Chris Carter, the young – this was like in 98, I think it was. And he was ridiculous. Week? Yeah, it was like 98.
Wow.
I believe it was 98 when he got back into the league. So it could happen if somebody's willing to do it. And if Cam is willing to take a lesser role – For instance, if I'm the Baltimore Ravens and they're looking for a veteran quarterback and you want to sign Lamar, but you also want a veteran dude behind, why not? You know he's not going to be pushing a start over Lamar. That's you already know that.
If his shoulder is okay.
Yeah, I would think his shoulder's fine by now. He's been out the game.
The bombshell today was from Jeremy Fowler, who about – an hour and a half ago, a little more, reported that from talking to league executives for years now, Lamar Jackson is not perceived by NFL executives to be a top five quarterback or six quarterback. He's perceived more like 10 to 12, that there is a disconnect between the media, guys like me, and how we see Lamar. I would say even if you factor in injuries right now.
Guys like me.
Guys like you who played the game. Even if you factor in injuries, he's top half dozen. He's top six or seven. And if you take away the injuries in the last 2 years, I think you could argue he's second to Mahomes, just in terms of his impact on the outcome of a game. He has a greater influence over the outcome of a game than anyone else.
What is it to not like about Lamar? What is it about his game?
Because they never got him an alpha wide receiver.
No, but we're not even talking about
him. But I think that's what it is, Key. So they see him, they use him like a running back, and so that's how people see him, right? They got Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. They got Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. So they both took that next step as pocket passers so people see them differently. They just never did that for Lamar. Maybe they're doing that with Odell now.
And what did Cincinnati do for Joe Burrow?
If they drafted, remember? Oh, he needs a left tackle. Penei Sewell. No, check this out. We're going to get him his number one receiver from college. We're going to go get him the guy who might be the best receiver in the NFL. There's a big difference.
But them same dudes talking that noise, that's front office executives or whatever you want to call them, they're going to be looking for jobs in a minute anyway.
Herbert got Keenan Allen.
Yeah, man, I don't pay them dudes no attention. That's why people think I'm halfway crazy, because when I say stuff like that about them executives, they'll be looking for jobs. Their resumes will be on the desk of some of these teams, because if you think this way about Lamar, you ain't long for the job, man.
Aaron Rodgers lost his top receiver and had to break in a couple rookies. He had a QBR under 40 this year, right? Like, if you guys need an alpha receiver, which is why I think the number one receiver is now second only to the quarterback. It's ahead of the left tackle. It's ahead of the top corner. It's ahead of the defensive end. Number one, it goes quarterback, space, space, space. Number one receiver, space, space, space. Everyone else. KJM, how do you feel about Lamar? That's coming up, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.